Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost is a friar of the province of Malta and is serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Do We Not Yet Understand?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now the disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they discussed it with one another, saying, We have no bread. And being aware of it, Jesus said to them, Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, Do you not yet understand? This is the word of the Lord. Why is it that Jesus was so disturbed that his disciples had not yet understood him? Do you not understand yet? He asked his disciples. Yes, Jesus wants his disciples, past and present, to use their brains and their heart to be true disciples, and not just followers, enchanted by his speeches and impressed by his miracles. He wants them to be true believers. What provoked Jesus' reaction? He warned his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They did not understand him. They were preoccupied. We have no bread, they said. In fact, Mark tells us that they had only one loaf with them in the boat. It is one thing to have no bread and one thing to have only one loaf. In the desert, Jesus asked them, How many loaves do you have? Jesus wanted them to remember how he fed 5,000 men with only 5 loaves, and the 4,000 with 7 loaves, and the many baskets full of leftovers they gathered after everyone had eaten his full. If some loaves and a few fish were food enough for Jesus to feed the crowds, was one loaf not enough for him to feed a small group of disciples? He wanted them to see, to hear, to remember, and to understand. They had asked Jesus why he spoke in parables. He had answered, To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything comes in parables. They did not remember this, and so they did not understand his warning. Did they still belong to those outside? It is not about the bread of the Pharisees or that of Herod that he cautioned them, but about their way of watching and not seeing, their hearing but not listening, and their ability to forget in order not to believe and convert. It seems interesting to me that Jesus did not mention the bread of the Pharisees, but their leaven, which is not something ready to eat, but a thing that mixed with other ingredients helps them grow and expand. It is not a good idea to help the mentality of the Pharisees grow, is it? I think this is Christ's message. The Pharisees had seen Christ perform many a miracle, but they wanted a sign from heaven. Why do they want a sign from heaven? Jesus asked. No sign will be given them, he said. Why? We asked. Scribes from Jerusalem had already said that his power came from Beelzebul. Were not his miracles from heaven then, and his teaching? If they were already planning to destroy Jesus, why ask him for a sign from heaven? There is a detail in today's reading that I find interesting. Mark said that the disciples had one loaf in their boat. The disciples said that they had no bread. In fact, we know that in their boat they had the living bread that came down from heaven, but they were not yet aware of it. Meditating on this reading, I became aware that we are in the same situation as the disciples. Many a time we behave like the Pharisees, and we want signs from heaven, although we already made up our minds that we do not need Jesus nor God, because they disturb us, they disrupt our way of living. And sometimes we are like the disciples. We do not understand Jesus. We do not know him, although we say we love him. And we do not understand him, for we do not listen carefully, and we do not remember that he came so that we can have life to the full already here on earth. However, for us it seems easier to follow our dreams. It is more fun. And when our fun ends, we lament, and we are sad, and we say that life is not worth living. Isn't it interesting that just after Christ's question, "Do you not understand yet?" Mark tells us of the healing of the blind man who asked Jesus to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village, Mark tells us. Let us ask Jesus to touch us. Let us ask him to take us out of the village so we can start seeing. When Jesus restored the blind man's eyesight, he then sent him away to his home, saying, "Do not even go into the village," which for me today may mean, "Do not return to where you were. Move forward, go home."